This is WLRN's Sunday Breakfast with the Arts. I'm Caroline Brader Watts. Each week, I'll be bringing you stories and conversations from South Florida's arts community. Last week, I spoke with Sue Scott, a member of the Royal Academy of Radio Actors, on A Prairie Home Companion, and we spoke of her experiences on the program. This week, she talks about making the film version and working with such luminaries as Robert Altman and Meryl Streep.
Well, it was amazing. We first met Altman when the idea started generating. Garrison wanted to do a movie about Lake Wobegon. So Garrison and Altman were in early conversations about directing a movie that Garrison would write a screenplay about his Lake Wobegon characters. Mm-hmm. So Altman came to see the show live. And Catherine, his wife, I think had been once before, but he had never been. And so they came live, and he came running backstage. We were in New York, we were at Town Hall. Came running backstage. It was like pushing through everybody, you know, to get to Garrison. No, this is the movie. We are going to do the movie about this radio show. Absolutely. This is it. That's what I want to do. And, you know, can you go with me on that? And Garrison said, all right, okay, sure. So Garrison wrote the screenplay, and Altman directed it. What was interesting is there was feedback from fans right when the movie came out, because it's fiction. I mean, Garrison wanted to write a piece of fiction, and he wanted it to be a backstage story. And people were like, why isn't this more people, fans who are very familiar with the show and come live all the time? I wish the movie were more like the show, more like the real show. And why not? And why isn't that that way? Mm-hmm. And Garrison's response was, I didn't want to write a documentary. Do you know our movie is the last in his canon because he unfortunately died. He was in pre-production for his next film when he died.
Oh.
I mean, he was just every year he does a movie. That was his thing. Once a year I do a movie. That's just the way it is. I don't care how I feel. I don't care how old I am. I don't care if I have money or not. Once a year I'm doing a movie. Mm-hmm. And so he was in pre-production for the next movie. So we are the last movie in his canon.
Wow.
And we are the highest grossing. Tim and I met Meryl Streep. A bunch of us were going to go out to dinner, and we happened to be there first. And then Lily Tomlin and we were going to come down, but they weren't there yet. And Meryl goes, oh, I'm going to buy you guys a drink. We'll start. So we go across the street to this great restaurant. And she's sitting there at the bar with Tim and myself. And she said, I just have to say, it's so fun to finally put the faces to the names and the voices, because I've been listening to you guys for years, and just so fun to finally meet you. And Tim is kicking me under the bar. Like, giving me this look like, can you believe that Meryl Streep is saying that to us?
You can hear the talents of Sue Scott and the rest of the Prairie Home Companion gang today at 12 noon right here on 91.3 WLRN. To hear more creative conversations, log on to my website, artsradionetwork.com, and you can follow me on Twitter @artsradio. For WLRN, I'm Caroline Brader Watts.